Well, I don't know about you, but I am excited for today. I'm Adam Wright. You're listening to Roadmap to Heaven here on Covenant Network. Let's pray the morning offering, and then we'll talk some more. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart in union with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. We dedicate all of our thoughts, words, and actions to the greater glory of God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it is great to be with you this morning. It was great to be with so many of you last night at our tapings of Living Right with Dr. Ray. Wow, what a fun time that was. Now, I'm going to tell you, I am exhausted this morning. It's only Wednesday morning, and I already feel like it's been 2 weeks and not 2 days, right? But it's that great exhausted that we are living our best life, leave it all out on the table type of exhausted. It's fantastic. So I'm just going to say off the bat, if you have been thinking about coming tonight, we have two tapings tonight. If you have been thinking about coming to the tapings tonight, the answer is yes, you should come. It's going to be a blast. It was last night. It's going to be a blast tonight. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, yes, you're going. You're going to hear Ray talk. You're going to hear the guest talk. There's going to be segments. There's going to be content. That's good. But just the joy of being together for that. You know, in all the lead up to it, Ray said that they can get any host, but it's the audience that makes the show. He is on the mark with that. Everyone that was there last night, you did a great job. You made it just 1,000% joyful experience, and we're so grateful for it. We're looking forward to tonight. If you're thinking about it at all, go to ourcatholicradio.org, go to ourcatholicradio.org and get some tickets. They're free. We're going to feed you. We have giveaways. Ray's going to be there. He's signing his books, and it's just a good, good time. Today on the show, speaking of which, Ray's going to join us this morning, because why not? He's here. We're here. Let's have some fun on the show this morning. And then we're also going to grow in some spiritual matters this morning, grow in holiness this morning, as we do on Roadmap to Heaven. We've got a continuation of Father Ripperger on worthy reception of Holy Communion. And we've got a homily from Monsignor Morris on Corpus Christi, on the body of Christ. So that's all ahead. Let's go to Mike Roberts, find out what's in store with the weather today. I'm hoping it's a little better than yesterday, but here's how we find out.
Today is the feast day of St. Simeon of Seleucia, who was a martyr, and St. Benedict Joseph Labret. Born in France in 1748, Benedict was the oldest of 15 children whose father was a wealthy shopkeeper. His uncle was a priest and a mentor for Benedict, and in his mid-teens, Benedict sought permission from his parents to become a Trappist monk, but they said he was just too young. Not long after that, there was an epidemic, and Benedict helped his uncle minister to the sick. As the epidemic came to an end, one of its last victims was his uncle. He was finally given permission by his parents to become a priest, but found he could not satisfy the academic requirements, so he became a pilgrim, moving from shrine to shrine, begging for what he needed to survive, and at one time being given shelter from the parents of St. John Vianney. When he arrived in Rome, he settled there, leaving once a year to visit the shrine of Our Lady of Loreto. Essentially, Benedict was homeless, finding a place to stay in the Colosseum. He was said to have been able to levitate, bilocate, and perform miracles, at one time multiplying loaves of bread for the other homeless. And he spent as much time as he could before the Blessed Sacrament, becoming known as the poor man of the 40 hours devotion. While praying in the church of Santa Maria al Monte, he collapsed and was taken to a nearby house, where he died on this day in 1783 at the age of just 35. St. Benedict Joseph Labret, please pray for us. I'm meteorologist Mike Roberts for Covenant Network. Have a blessed Friday.
Saint of the Day can arrive each morning by subscribing on your favorite podcast player. Search Covenant Network to see all our podcasts.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A prayer for the Archbishop. Heavenly Father, in these trying times when the spirit of the age threatens Christian values, give our Bishop holiness of life and wisdom to direct and guide our archdiocesan family, so that we may grow in your love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We are back, and with us in studio this morning is the one and only, the incomparable, I think, as I said, the effervescent humor of Ray Guarendi in one of our mailers.
Very bubbling over humor?
Something like that.
Effervescent.
Well, you know, Ray, let's stop talking about how to raise kids right.
You know
right
what, though, Adam? I get really upset at people who use big words like that, and they don't even know it's photosynthesis.
Oh, man. Where's the trombone section when you need one? Let's get to what people really want to know. Why are you here? You know, I would think a TV show like yours, because you tape, what, 16, 20 episodes a year? You could do that at home in Ohio. Why here? Why did you want to come to St. Louis?
We have found that two things. One, you get bigger audiences on the road. You guys are a classic example of that. You know, last night you had 200 people at that first showing. You don't get 200 people. You only get that at bingo or seventh grade basketball game. All right, so that's the first thing. It's easier to get a bigger audience. A bigger audience is higher energy level, makes for a better show. But the second thing is we love going around and being with our affiliates. Yeah, we've done probably 30% of our shows in the northeastern Ohio area, Cleveland, Akron, Canton. And I don't want to say this too loud, but there's a little bit of an old news factor that kicks in. People think, yeah, I've gone to the show. That was fun. Had a lot of good times. Oh, yeah, I've gone to two. That's great. But after a while, it's the novelty. So as long as you move around, two things happen. One, it's novelty. And two, a moving target is harder to hit.
Well, that is true. That's why I sometimes do the show in here, sometimes do the show at that desk.
Nobody ever really
keep everybody
knows. You're
guessing.
Like these dictators that never stay in one place the same night.
What was it Gandalf said? I arrive precisely where I mean to be when I mean to be there. Or words to that effect. I love how they've graced the studio walls for you. They never put pictures of me up
I
on the wall
I saw that.
Here.
Would you have a whole bunch of kids draw those?
Yeah. The one almost looks like the one I saw of you in the post office on the wall there with the FBI pictures.
The one on the right, we used to have to do in grad school kid drawing assessments. We had to evaluate what the kid was saying by his drawing. That one right there on the right is frightening to me. That bespeaks of his view of me as a totally deteriorated personality.
Yeah. All right. Well, last controversial question. I never get to ask controversial questions unless the right guest is in town, and you're the right guest. Everyone always says to me, oh, Adam, you've been married going on 15 years now. Isn't your wife just happy that she's always Mrs. Right? And I say, well, yeah, she's very happy to be married to me. And they said, but you're not Mr. Right, are you? And I said, Mr. Right or Mr. Correct? How do I respond to this? How can I claim that title of always being
Adam,
right?
Adam, let me give you at least, I've been married a lot more than 15 years. If your wife says, correct me if I'm wrong, never, under any circumstances, correct her. That's the advice of an old guy who's been married a while.
I've defaulted to every either-or question. Yes. You know, you think I should wear this or that? Yes.
Yes.
You know, what? These earrings or those earrings? Yes.
Yes.
One of the two.
You look great, honey. Let's go.
With the kids, I'm even less demanding. Dad, I can only find two shoes, but they don't match. Was one a left
right.
foot, one a right foot? Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
go
good.
It.
You're golden. These socks are different colors. Let's get out the door.
You're a little sloppy with more kids, aren't you there, Adam?
That's how it goes. Every kid you add, you care less and less about what they do. First one, oh, we got to make sure we have the finest organic, wholesome, vitamin-enriched mm-hmm. food for when we go from mother's milk to the baby food. Fifth one, it's, oh, you ate some dirt off the floor there.
Yeah.
Huh? The floor looks nicer. Thanks for that.
There was a French fry that looks like it's been in the back seat of the van for a couple months. Eat that.
Yeah. Well, Ray, what's a question that we haven't asked? You know, all the times we've had you on, what are the questions you're saying? I really hope someone calls in today and asks this question.
I can tell you the common ones.
I know the common ones.
Common ones are my kid has left the faith. My kid is sexually confused. My kid is disrespectful. I mean, those are the common ones. One that happens a lot, which shakes people up. If there's been an adulterous relationship, almost everybody predicts, if that ever happened, I'm gone. The trust is broken, not going to happen. And the surprising result, Adam, is how many say, I want to try to heal. I want to hold a marriage together, especially if the spouse is penitent. We have history. We have children. We had a good relationship. And many of them, I remember one time on the program, I opened up the phones to people who said that we healed from that. Many of them called in and said, our marriage is, believe it or not, more solid than it was. You know, my spouse is now in the church. So that's something that is surprising to people.
I take it you like those stories when they actually work out.
Yeah, because as you shrink, your success rate is not all that high. That's one of the secrets of therapy. It isn't all that successful. You got to get a cooperative, able client.
What goes into that when it is successful? Is it determined by the disposition and the attitudes of those coming to you, or is it just the way it is, like Major League Baseball? If you can hit 3 out of 10, that's a good day.
3 out of 10 is a good day. I remember reading a research study that said the people who get better are the people who are least sick. And that's the case in therapy. If I have a parent who comes into my office with a 5-year-old kid who's acting like a brat, and the parent is frustrated but very willing, oh man, a couple sessions, we can turn a lot of that around very easily. But if I have a 29-year-old who comes into my office who has used drugs, who has had multiple destroyed relationships, who has just gotten out of prison 2 years ago, the success rate on that is very, very low because there's so many complications, and you have to look at the motivation too.
What's the number one thing you would tell young couples to keep in mind as they're saying, all right, we think we're called to marriage, we're getting engaged, we're going to do our marriage prep, and we're going to have the best marriage ever because, well, you know, I was young, I was brazen and idealistic thinking, oh, all right, Beth and I, we're going to have the best marriage ever, and we're having a great one, but it certainly has had its moments where, like you said, I'm not going to say if she was ever wrong, but I'll say that I was.
If you go into it saying we're going to have the best marriage ever, you're going to get frustrated. If you say to yourself, I'm going to do my part to make it the best marriage I can be, that's more realistic. But if you also say, and this is something I would really like to take a poll on this, is this marriage for life? No matter what. And I would want to see how many go into marriage and say, well, okay, if this happens, or if we find out this, you got to go into it saying, no matter what, I'm not leaving. Now, again, just in, please, abuse or serious danger, of course, you got to separate. But in situations, the vast majority of the time, you know, 80% of marriages end because basically, I don't like you anymore. Yeah, there's not necessarily pathology. There isn't something that you say, oh my gosh, this is alcoholism, pornography. No, it's really like you.
There's some food for thought for you. All right. Well, like we said, Ray, you can come see Ray tonight in St. Louis, Our Lady of Sorrows. We've got all the information on the website, ourcatholicray.org. Just scroll down until you see the big picture of Dr. Ray that we've got up there. We've got tickets for both shows, 5:30 and 7:30. We're going to feed you before the 5:30 show and after the 7:30 show.
Most of the time, people don't feed them before.
Well, you know, they heard you and I were going to be there. We had to give them a reason to come. So we thought food might work.
Wow, what are we having?
I don't know. Probably the same thing as last night and just as delicious because I know they got a great company coming in and helping out with that. Who should come, though? Just the parents?
No,
just the kids?
No.
Just
the dog? Bring the kids. We've had dogs there. We have had dogs. We have had stuffed animals sit in chairs to build up the crowd. But the kids, oh yeah, I love kids there. We use the kids in terms sometimes with bits. We use them, bring them up on stage for various reasons. Oh yeah, I love the kids there.
All right. Well, Ray, it's always a joy to have you with us on Roadmap to Heaven. I'm glad we could do this in studio today. Normally, it's wherever our paths cross out there on the road. We are going to take a break to get you the weather and the Daily Dose of Encouragement with Patty Schneier. Stay tuned. We'll wrap up the show after this.
A Prayer to Redeem Lost Time by St. Teresa of Avila. O my God, source of all mercy, I acknowledge your sovereign power. While recalling the wasted years that are past, I believe that you, Lord, can in an instant turn this loss to gain. Miserable as I am, yet I firmly believe that you can do all things. Please restore to me the time lost, giving me your grace, both now and in the future, that I may appear before you in wedding garments. Amen.
We stop on this Wednesday for our daily dose of encouragement with a wonderful theme this week. We lift them up to the Lord. We have prayed some wonderful intentions so far, helping us really guide our intentions as we pray for those we love by asking for the grace we need to be with them in whatever they're going through. And Patty, I look forward to finding out how we are going to pray today.
Well, I know a huge intention for many grandparents is about sharing their faith, because many have grandchildren who are not being raised in the faith, and they want to be able to be that light. And so there's a particular prayer in this book called We Lift Them Up to the Lord by Lorene Hanley Duquin. Truly, we all know we lift up all our family members, so feel free to substitute the name of your loved one as we pray today about sharing faith. And this can be a very touchy subject, so we lift this up to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, help me to share my faith with my grandchildren, not so much in what I say, but in the way I live my life. Allow me to create opportunities for them to see me pray, to attend Mass, to reach out to those in need, and to be a part of a parish community. Help them to recognize the way I rely on my faith to sustain me during challenging times. Give me answers when they ask questions about faith, and give me the courage to share my faith journey with them. Let me be one of the faith-filled people in their lives upon whom they can always rely. Allow your Holy Spirit to work through me so that they can come to know, love, and serve you in their own lives. Amen. Again, I just found that to be a beautiful prayer of lifting up. Maybe it's your grandchildren that you want to share the faith with. Maybe it's your own adult children. But we need to pray that we can do so in love, and that the Holy Spirit will just give us opportunities to just be that example, and that they will know. So I thought this was a beautiful prayer. Again, these are all from the book. We lift them up to the Lord as we're praying for our family members.
Another great dose of encouragement for us on this Wednesday. Patty, thank you.
I'm pretty sure that at the end of that interview with Ray, I may have said at ourcatholicray.org, and not to say that Ray's not Catholic. He's very Catholic. But the website for tickets for tonight is not Our Catholic Ray. It's ourcatholicradio.org. Our Catholic Radio. Not your Catholic Radio, not my Catholic Radio, not even Our Catholic Ray, but Our Catholic Radio, O-U-R, catholicradio.org. Hey, while you're there, have you signed up for these rosary reflections that we send to your inbox daily? You can do that, and that's another great thing you can sign up for there. And you can also download the Covenant Network app, listen to programs like Roadmap to Heaven, our podcasts, and Saint of the Day, Daily Dose of Encouragement, and more right there from the podcast player. You can find your schedule. You can listen to the rosary on demand. It's all there. Find it on your app store today. It's a great thing to have on your phone. When you're not where the radio waves are, but you are where the internet is, you can listen to Covenant Network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone that's going to be at the tapings tonight. This is a week of getting to meet people. I'm going to be out in Jefferson City this weekend. I'm looking forward to meeting all the men there at the Heart of a Hero Conference, sponsored by the men of Signum Crucis. And I don't know if there's still time to sign up for that, but for more information, their website is menofsignumcrucis.org. Let me verify that here. Yes, .com. I'm glad I checked that out. It's menofsignumcrucis.com, not .org. S-I-G-N-U-M-C-R-U-C-I-S. It's going to be a great week. After the show today, I think I am going to get some breakfast and then maybe take a nap, because it's going to be a late night tonight, but it's going to be a great night tonight, and we hope that you're going to be there. I look forward to saying hello to you. Later this week, we're going to have Father David Skillman with us. Have you heard this new encyclical that we've been talking about? It's not really a new encyclical. It's actually an old encyclical. It was St. John Paul II's second encyclical, but we're in our second week of conversations on this. It's called Rich in Mercy, and I just love it. Everything we've talked about so far, and it is beautiful. And Father and I have prepared multiple segments of it. Tomorrow, the second one drops, and you'll want to tune in. Trust me when I tell you that. You'll want to tune in. There's good stuff from St. John Paul II. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, pray for us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, I have another prayer intention for you. And just as we prayed for all the first communicants last week, next week our son receives the sacrament of confirmation. And I know many of you have kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, neighbors, friends whose kids are receiving the sacrament of confirmation, even some adults. Let's pray for them, especially as we are in this Easter season looking towards the coming of Pentecost. For Covenant Network, I'm Adam Wright. Thanks for listening to Roadmap to Heaven on this Wednesday morning. Don't forget to pray your rosary today.